I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we're several months away from goose or dove season in West Virginia, but the DNR is already preparing for that time. We'll talk about what they're doing coming up in today's reports. As part of the federal work to study and monitor populations of waterfowl and migratory birds, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources will start banding Canada geese in the Mountain State very soon. Mike Peters heads up the migratory bird research in West Virginia and says now is the best time to put a ban on those birds since they're relatively easy to catch.
Mid-June to mid-July, believe it or not, Canada geese are flightless. They molt their flight feathers, their primary flight feathers. And so it lends them to be pretty vulnerable to both predators and to us. It allows us to be able just to corral them into these holding pens. And so we'll send crews out to where we have known flocks of geese. Usually they have goslings with them, and we'll corral them into these holding pens. And then we'll put uniquely numbered leg bands on each bird. We'll determine their age, adults or juveniles, and then we release them on site. And the really reason we do that is to help us to determine our harvest rates of geese in West Virginia.
And the DNR must also place bans on the feet of mourning doves, but Peter says that's not quite as easy.
They're not flightless, but we use ground traps to trap doves during this time of the year.
Now, the dove work doesn't start until August. They'll put 500 bands on the geese and 600 on the doves this year. Peters explains they try to find a population of geese where hunters will actually have access to them.
It's really where we can find birds. Ideally, it'd be nice to ban birds where we know they may have potential to get harvested. If we're banding geese in a city park, it really doesn't give us any information if they're never harvested or never leave or anything like that. So we're really looking for those populations that are more vulnerable to hunting.
And when you kill a bird with one of those bands, reporting the information is extremely important to the state's monitoring program.
The process has changed a little bit here in the last couple of years. Before, there was a 1-800 number to call. That 1-800 number has been discontinued. So the only way to report a banded bird is on the internet. So it's a reportband.com.
And when you harvest a bird with a leg band, and after you've reported the information, that band becomes a very unique and cool souvenir that a lot of hunters really prize. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.